Welcome to the second of your two bonus videos on theatre making. These videos are focused on bringing your script to life. Last week we looked at the overall vision of your story, why you wanted to tell it, and what you wanted to communicate with your audience. This time we're going to look at what goes on backstage, both creatively and logistically, in order to bring your story to its audience. We'll be joined by members of the GSC team who will tell you a bit about their role and why it's important to the overall production.
Hi, my name is Beth Mann and I am the company stage manager for the Guildford Shakespeare Company. I have also had the pleasure over the last couple of years of designing the costumes for the Young Company performances. So from 2017 onwards, which has been a lot of fun getting to work with our Young Company and coming up with all sorts of crazy costumes. One of my favourite sets of costumes was from the 2019 Love and Wonder production that the Young Company did. So we had a sort of mashup of late Victorian, early Edwardian costume in the first half, going into sort of mad, wild and colourful world of Wonderland. So the things to consider when you want to design a costume is, first of all, the world of the play. So you need to think about where the play is set and when the play is set, and do your research. It's really important to get a really good feel for the place and time that you're setting your play before you even begin looking at costumes. We need to consider what their personality is like, whether they are bold and outgoing, whether they're shy and reserved. And we might like to reflect these personality traits with the colours we choose, with the types of fashion we use. So it's important that when the audience see their character for the first time, they're given a real insight into who that person is within the first 5 seconds of meeting them. So it's the designer's job to help that by giving the audience clues as to who that person is. I worked with some of the Young Company before Christmas on designing their own costumes for our 2020 Young Company performance. And we drew inspiration from famous 70s sitcoms. So we used a costume design template, which they drew their designs onto. We then went into the costume cupboard and began pulling pieces of costume that most accurately represented our drawings. And this was just looking in one costume store. So this wasn't allowing for any shopping or research outside of the costume store. So I can think you can see they did a really, really good job here.
Hi, my name is Sarah and I'm one of the co-founders and co-producers of Guildford Shakespeare Company. One of my main jobs as a producer is to choose the play that we're going to put on and the venue within which we're going to produce it. So we're not a site-responsive theatre company, which means we don't use theatres to do our shows. So that might mean using a church or a castle or a wood, whatever we feel fits the show. Sometimes you might choose a show like Robin Hood and it would feel really obvious that you need to do Robin Hood in the woods. So you find somewhere with lots of trees and create rope bridges and things like that. Or you might choose Measure for Measure, which is a play that involves the main character is a nun. So to put that show on in a church really makes sense. Sometimes it happens the other way around and you find a venue, for example, the Model Railway at the top of Stoke Park. I found that venue a few years ago and was really excited by it. I thought it was a really pretty, really cute venue and really a really interesting place to produce some theatre. But I wasn't quite sure, other than the Railway Children, which felt a bit obvious, wasn't quite sure which play would work. So then you start thinking about the plays that you might produce there. So you think about what that venue gives you. So it's very cute. It's sort of very sort of twee suburban village kind of feel. So in that case, you know, what what characters might inhabit this world, which to me then said the Merry Wives of Windsor and them waving their husbands off as they commute to work. And of course it came with the added bonus of having a wood for Herne's Oak at the end. So there was a double whammy with that venue. The other thing, of course, that you have to think about when you are producing and choosing a venue is how many seats you can fit in there. So you can't just choose your favourite venue and find it only sits two people, because then you're never going to make the play work, because you're not going to be able to afford to pay everybody to make it happen. So those are some things that you have to think about, but it's a fun, creative challenge finding new venues that really set the play alight and make it 3D. And also it means that you get to work with lots of interesting people, because of a church isn't necessarily, the people who normally go to church aren't there for theatre, so you've got to work with those people. And the same with the people at the Model Railway, they're there for the trains, so you get to work with different communities of people, which is great.
Hello there, my name is Matt. I'm one of the two co-founders of Guildford Shakespeare Company, and part of my responsibility is the marketing of the company, our shows, what we do, the work we do, and all of that entails. When it comes to the productions, a key part of that is the poster design. Now, the artwork that you have for your poster is probably one of, if not the most important element of putting your show together. It's the image that tells everybody not only when or where your event is taking place, but it's also about why they should come to see it. And to do this, your artwork needs to convey the message that you want to give to your audience as if you were directly speaking to them. It's your way of being able to say, this is the most important thing about this particular event. It needs to say what kind of show it's going to be. So it needs to convey an element of perhaps is it going to be a funny show? Is it comedic? Is it sad? Is it thrilling, mysterious, romantic, dangerous? And also it needs to convey a sense of style. So is it going to be a modern piece, a classical piece, grunge? Is it chaotic? Is it outdoors, indoors? And it also, most importantly perhaps, needs to connect to the play itself. Key things to remember is what do you want your audience to know? What do they need to know about the show? What do you want to tell them? And also, this is the really important stuff: when it's on, where it's on, and how do they get tickets? That's the most important bit. That's what you really need them to know. But in order to read that, they've got to be enticed in there. So, what is it? Where is it? When is it? But the key thing about this image is keep it simple. You don't want lots of different fonts. You want it to be clear. You want it to stand out. Here's one. Here's what we were using for the summer. The titles are pretty easy to read. That was a key thing for us. They're open air, so we wanted bright, happy, sunny sorts of colours. She Stoops is a Georgian play, so we wanted to reflect that element in it. It's a little bit, it's a funny comedy. It's where women are, she stoops to conquer, she wins out on top. So we've got a cheeky sort of smile from the lady there over her fan, which says sort of all secrets and mischievousness. Equally, we've gone for like sort of a graffiti font, which is suggests a modern take, a freshness that perhaps the audience can expect. And then As You Like It, we're outside, we're under trees, but the tree, if you look a little bit closer, is a heart. So again, it pulls you into that. So good luck. I hope you have a lot of fun creating your posters. Thank you very much.
Thinking of the areas that we looked at today, producing, marketing, designing, I would like you to do one, or if you're really keen, all of the following tasks. Your designing task is to design a costume for one of the characters in the show. You'll see in the download sheet, Beth has given us a blank costume design for you to work from. Your producing task is to decide on the venue for your Ugly Duckling show. Bearing in mind all of the tips that Sarah gave you earlier on in the video, you can either do this realistically, so a park close by to you, or you can think big and imagine that you have a £1 million budget. Where would you put on your show? So the marketing task is to create your very own poster for the Ugly Duckling, taking inspiration from the mood board you created with me last week, and also tips from Matt's video today. Download the worksheet from our website and you'll find all the tasks that we've set for you today. Thank you very much for joining us over the last 6 weeks. There'll be a video with Louise on Wednesday and another live chat on Friday. Goodbye.